This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The NFL draft takes center stage in this movie, which is really a movie that may as well be a video game that only nerds like myself enjoy. Kevin Costner looks like he hasn't aged a single day since Dances with Wolves. But what we have here is a film that is almost like the High Noon of analytics. People who follow the NFL know why it's really fun to follow the draft. It's sort of like commodities futures set against expectations and hope. There's a lot of drama for the sports fan who loves football. We understand how this is just the first reality television. Sports is the first reality television, and we carry in our hearts and our minds all of the backstories and drama that makes following sports so entertaining. For those that are new to it, they might find this movie a little boring, but it's kind of a good intro to why following football might be fun. So in that, it doesn't go very deep, but it is entertaining to watch Cleveland and Seattle trading picks and watching how it can be. It's almost like watching a movie about a chess game, and you don't actually get to see who wins, but you're just watching people agonize about the moves. Kevin Costner plays a guy who's just gotten Jennifer Garner pregnant, and his dad passed away. And now he has to go on the clock and figure out what to do in terms of the NFL draft. We got Dennis Leary and Frank Langella pushing him in different directions. The coach, the owner, the players, everybody wants him to do things. And, of course, the job of the general manager is just to make the picks and put the team together. Now, there's a hint of why why general managers don't do very well their job, and generally it's because they are stretched thin. So Draft Day is actually probably the only movie ever made about the NFL draft. It may as well be a trailer for the NFL season. So you gotta figure that the timing of the movie is a little odd, being that we're not that close to Draft Day. It probably would have been good to launch this movie a week or two before the NFL draft. But football fans are everywhere, and people will turn out to see this. I think that for a movie that is about really essentially nothing happening, it does a good job of keeping you interested. But if you're not already a football fan or a sports fan, this movie already bored you before you even heard anything about it. So for those of you who like football, you'll enjoy it.